Welcome back to Dollars and Cents here with your gaming business and tech news. Capcom has suddenly shut down its Capcom Vancouver studios. Capcom ran Vancouver oversaw the Dead Rising series among other games. No real explanation was given on the shutdown. Sony will be making a PlayStation Mini Classic that will debut on shelves December 3rd for $99.99. And that's like $100, not $9,999. Just for those. Just like the Nintendo NES and SNES, the PlayStation Mini will come preloaded with games. About 20 games is to come preloaded on the Mini PlayStation, including Fantasy V, 6, if I have my Norman rules correct. Jumping Flash, Ridge Racer Type 4, which I do remember that, and Tekken 3, as well as Wild Arms, among other titles. Not surprising that PlayStation jumped on the mini bandwagon. Of course, a lot of people are kind of waiting. Well, actually, that kind of covers everybody. NES, Super NES. I'm not sure if Sega did a mini. I think they did, but I'm not quite sure. But if they haven't, please believe Sega would. Proterra has raised $155 million in funding, co-led by Daimler and Tau Capital Partner. Proterra focuses on electric business for municipal, federal, and commercial transit agencies. Proterra's electric bus can travel up to 350 miles on a single charge. Daimler already manufactures a line of school buses under its Thomas Built Buses division. Marvel Spider-Man has sold 3.3 million copies in its first 3 days. This makes the Spider-Man game the best Sony first-party game debut, meaning it has surpassed God of War that previously held that title. That's twice in a year Sony has beat its own record. Good for Sony. Amazon has announced a new lineup of Echo and Alexa-infused smart appliances and products. Two of the most notable products are the Echo Wall Clock, a 10-inch battery-powered clock that has a ring of 60 LEDs around the rim tied to ongoing Alexa timers, and an Amazon Basics microwave that is voice-enabled so you can add time to your cooking food by just asking Alexa to add 30 seconds. It's also integrated into the door locks of the microwave. You can get reminders that food is still cooking. It can connect to other ovens, which obviously means there's other cooking appliances on the way, as well as 50,000 third-party skills. I'm not sure what these 50,000 third-party skills we need our microwaves to have, but I'll take it. Along with Amazon's Dash replenishment service, which will order food for you when you get low. The microwave is debuting on November 14th, and it will range in the price, base price of $60. Adobe has acquired marketing automation company Marketo for $2.95 billion. Vista Equity Partners has purchased Marketo back in May of 2016 for $1.8 billion in cash. That's a good move for Vista Equity because they definitely made their money back twofold. Well, they definitely made their money back, not twofold, but they definitely got more than what they paid for. Last week, the studio behind the successful Walking Dead video game adaptations, the Telltale series, laid off an estimated 250 employees. Now, the Telltale series was set to debut another Walking Dead game, supposedly the last one, which was the final season, episode 2, called Suffer the Children, but no word has been expressed on if this game will even debut, and it is supposed to debut tomorrow, actually, September 25th. So, hopefully those people that got laid off recently in the past couple weeks, as you see, there's a lot of layoffs. SiriusXM is planning to acquire Pandora for 3.5 billion. Sorry. Yes, let me get that correct. 3.5 billion in stock and would still allow Pandora to exist as an independent service. Now, Pandora has been a public company, publicly traded company since 2011. Pandora has 70 million active listeners, but only 6 million paid subscribers. Speaking of The Walking Dead again, the AR mobile game, The Walking Dead Our World, reached $8 million worldwide in revenue in under 2 months. The game has been downloaded over 1.7 million times. Now, over 40% of this revenue came from U.S. players. Now, just to give you a little perspective, the AR game Pokemon Go reportedly takes in 2.5 million daily. As you can see, a lot of people are still chasing the success of Pokemon Go, but haven't quite been able to capture that lightning in a bottle, as they put it. Slack has acquired Astro, the Bay Area startup behind email assistant Astrobot. This is Slack's largest deal to date. Now, Astro was founded in 2015. The app will be shut down on October with roughly 30 or so of its employees going to Slack. I appreciate that with Slack. Everybody's not being put out. People are just coming over to the new company. Something that's not seen a lot, as you've heard in my most recent post there. But this has been Dollars and Cents here with your tech news, business news, gaming news. News. Like, share, support the podcast. If you go to the, if you're unaware, there's also the Dollar and Cents Instagram, which is Dollars and Cents, underscore between the dollars and the cents. So dollars underscore and underscore cents. Link there for you to financially support the growth of the IG and the podcast, which we do plan to grow. How we're doing that will be debuted next year, 2019. But please, if you listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, I appreciate it. I love it. Keep listening. Keep sharing. Find that support link wherever you're listening to me at. Give it a click. Whatever you can do, let's grow together. And remember, keep your mind on your money on your mind. Later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.